This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Well, if you're like me, you went to your local supermarket to pick up your turkey. I have no idea where that turkey came from. Unfortunately, I'm pretty sure it didn't come from the place in Colorado producer Adam Burke went to visit.
Carla Chapey has a theory about raising turkeys. It's a theory she's been working on for about 40 years.
Let those birds get out on the pasture. Let the sun shine on them. Let them eat bugs.
In case you didn't know, commercially produced turkeys don't get much in the way of bugs or sunshine.
Commercially grown, they have them in these houses where they're just standing toe-to-toe. It's all they do is get a drink of water and a bite of food.
Now, if you want one of Chapey's turkeys for Thanksgiving, you need to get in line and get on her list. In April, that's how good her turkeys are.
They're kind of sweet and they're tender. They have a good flavor.
Chapey raises chickens and cows and lambs, too. Her organic farm in western Colorado is a jumble of barns and fenced pastures and work sheds, and it's kind of a local hub. She's met a number of newcomers over the years who raise animals for meat, but when it's killing time, some just can't deal with the idea of it, so they go visit Carla.
They don't stay around and watch me kill too much. They drop them off and say, oh, these are my pets, I can't kill them, and off they go. I say, well, that's fine. I'll give them back to you in a package. We farmers and ranchers do what we do. We raise the animals, we feed them, we take good care of them, we slaughter them. You can't get emotional about it. I mean, it just has to be done or you're not going to eat.
On a recent morning, a dozen turkeys huddle together in Chapey's fenced-in pickup truck. The large white birds seem nervous, but can you blame them? It takes about 7 minutes or so for a turkey to go from live bird to oven-ready meat. First, they cut the jugular vein so that the blood drains out of the muscles. I'll spare you the gory details, but the bird is dead within a few minutes. Minus the head and feet, the turkey goes into a basin of scalding water to loosen the feathers. Then, into the plucking machine. And when it arrives on a stainless steel counter in front of Lynn Parizeau, the bird already looks a lot like the naked plucked carcass you're familiar with. Parizeau reaches deep into the body cavity of the bird, where all the internal organs are.
They're all attached to the inside of the turkey with ligaments and stuff, and I go in and I just loosen those up.
And then I get to put my freshly washed hand inside.
How do you feel the
ribcage? Oh, yeah.
See? And I've already scooped the lungs out.
Yes, you have. Wow, it's warm.
Yeah, it's warm.
It's really warm.
After that, the surprises just keep coming. Did you know, for example, that turkeys only have one kidney? Yep.
This is the liver. This is the heart. That green thing is the gallbladder. This big thing right here is the gizzard.
Parizeau passes the gizzard over to Carla Chapey, who slices it open with a knife. Little rocks start tumbling out.
It's amazing the number of rocks that were in there.
Oh yeah, that's what it takes for them to digest their food. If they don't have rocks in there, they're in bad doo-doo. That's why it's really nice to run them outside on pasture, because they pick up all kinds of good things.
And some not so good things.
Oh, they'll eat anything. They'll eat a nail or anything else. And so this over here is a collection of stuff we've taken out of the gizzards. See, there's something that looks like solder. I don't know what it is. I don't know what this is. Is that an old button?
These are big rocks.
I know, but that's what we took a piece of an inner tube out of one time.
Mixed into that little pile of treasure are pieces of colored glass that look like they've been washing around in the ocean, tumbled smooth inside a turkey gizzard.
So then we got the idea to make art out of them, which we call gizzart.
Gizzart, huh? Who would have ever thought that the life of a chicken and turkey rancher could have so many surprises? But Chapey's been at it a while, and she's seen a lot of things.
I bought this place in 1969, and I've been doing chickens ever since. Didn't have a good process in place. We were hanging them on a clothesline, and it's taken me all these years to get this good a processing plant together.
It's hard work. Chapey has threatened to call it quits a number of times, and each year she teaches a few more people how to slaughter and process livestock in hopes of handing things off to a new generation.
I'm 74 years old, and I kind of like to slow down a little. I don't want to be doing chickens for everybody in the world. So I'm trying to teach these younger ones how to do it, And they've got to take over. The torch has got to pass.
But tomorrow's Thanksgiving, so Chapey will have to put down that torch for now. It'll be time to pass the turkey. And that takes both hands, even for a strong old broad like Carla Chapey. For NPR News, I'm Adam Burke.